Proclamation number 7005 of 29th of December, 1957. Assurance of retention of vineyard workers. I need you, you my servants on earth. I certainly have the power to regulate everything without human help. I could redeem all of you abruptly from your unfree state. But this is not the aim, that I only have perfect, living creations at my side again. Instead I seek to make children out of you, and this requires your free will. Every divine use of power would therefore affect your free will, for I do not want to prove myself to you humans, but I want the love within yourselves to give you the realization that in who I am. And I will help you in every way to achieve this, but I always have to do it through people whom you can believe or not when they instruct you on my behalf. If I were to speak to you loudly and audibly from above, you would be forced to believe in me, and this faith is worthless for me and you. But again, I cannot use every person to express myself through him. It requires voluntary devotion to me. It requires the will to be of service to me and to be a suitable tool for the work of salvation which is still to be carried out on earth before the end. And there are not many who offer themselves to me for service, who have the serious will to be active for me and my kingdom and on my behalf. But they are urgently needed at a time when people have already completely lost their faith, when the human being's intellect believes itself to be superior to what cannot be proven. And if I now train my servants myself, if I open up a spring for myself on earth from which I can let the water of life flow to the earthly children, then I truly seek to preserve this possibility for myself in view of the fact that the end is getting ever closer, that humanity is in great spiritual hardship and that many people can still refresh themselves at the spring and fetch strength for their pilgrimage on earth. I bless all my servants who are of good will, thus who want to be faithful servants to me in my vineyard. And I also keep them energetically for myself. I protect them from becoming unfit because I need them. You should never forget this assurance, even if it seems as if your strength is leaving you. I am a physician and savior of the sick and the weak, and I am truly able to strengthen and heal the body in a moment. But do you know what I aim at when you two, as my servants, are subject to temporary weakness? My arms reach out to many souls, and I also know how I can attain these souls, how I have to touch them in order to draw them to me. And you often have to be my means of help for this too, because I can only reach those souls through you. Whatever happens is nothing without meaning and purpose, and I also often have to intervene in an unusual way, but nevertheless this happens within the framework of the natural, because it shall not be a coercion of will on your fellow human beings. Therefore you, my servants, should also completely submit yourselves to my will. You should hand over your body and soul to me. Only then will you be suitable for your task, and I can then work through you as I deem beneficial. You shall only be vessels for me which I can fill. You shall accomplish what you are capable of accomplishing, for I determine the measure myself, because I also overlook the effect your work has on my kingdom. And just as I need you, you will also receive strength, you can be assured of that. And again I recruit laborers for my vineyard, because much work still has to be done before the end comes. And to all I promise my protection and my help in spiritual and earthly adversity. Amen.